Hello, welcome to About Music, and welcome to our program today, which features the music of Robert Schumann. I am Brian. In recent episodes, we were considering how Beethoven was strongly influential on the composers who came after him, and in particular, I focused on his influence on Schumann. Robert Schumann's role as a critic and editor of the Neue Zeitschrift für Musik, or the New Journal for Music, had a profound impact on the music of the Romantic period. Schumann became what we would call today an influencer. As both an advocate and commentator, Schumann used his platform not only to shape musical tastes, but also to promote the works of emerging composers. Schumann's writings helped define the Romantic movement in music by emphasizing the importance of emotion, imagination, and poetic expression in composition, and focusing on the individuality and the personal voice of the composer. Our main work for today, which is the Piano Quintet in E-flat major, is an example of this. Although this work has many features of the standard classical multi-movement sonata structure, Schumann infused it with emotion, with joy, and richness. The first movement, which is in a standard sonata form, begins with a bold, joyous opening theme played by the strings and soon joined by the piano. The second theme, which is more lyrical and reflective, provides a contrast. Listen to this movement for the energy, the vivid contrasts, and its driving rhythm. The second movement is march-like, almost funereal. A standard turn reform, there is a unique fusion of melancholy and lyricism. In the third movement, we have an example of how Schumann extended the traditional structures. Like Beethoven, Schumann has a lively scherzo, but Schumann includes two contrasting trio sections instead of the usual one. It is therefore a rondo structure adapted to a scherzo. So, as is typical for a rondo, the opening theme is heard three times. In the fourth movement, which is typically another sonata form, Schumann makes two deviations from the standard structure. The first is that in the development, Schumann writes a partial fugue. This is also a technique that Beethoven used in his late compositions. The second change is that themes from the first movement are reintroduced, creating a cyclic unity like we heard in his song cycle Frauenliebe und Leben, Opus 42, several weeks ago. Above all, please enjoy the emotional warmth and the memorable melodies of this composition. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next item is Schumann's String Quartet No. 2 in F major, Opus 41. This was composed in 1842 as part of his Opus 41 set of three quartets, and it is known for its lyrical beauty, structural balance, and romantic expressiveness. It also follows the four-movement structure. This quartet exemplifies Schumann's ability to blend classical forms with romantic emotion. Listen out for lyrical melodies, rich harmonies, and the interplay between the instruments, which creates a dynamic and expressive chamber music experience.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Those two works, I can summarize Schumann's chamber music style as follows. His melodies are song-like, often drawing inspiration from his songwriting. He uses bold modulations and romantic harmonic colors to heighten the emotional expression. Schumann's chamber works reflect his introspection and his shifting moods, which ranged from playful to deeply melancholic. Schumann also preferred imaginative forms over strict adherence to classical traditions, and this made his chamber music highly original. Next week, I will continue looking at the music of Schumann and how he influenced the musical shape of the 19th century. I look forward to having your company then.